Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. Alan Schoenborn. You may recall Alan Schoenborn killed all three of his children. Caitlin, 10. Max was 8. Courtney was 5 years of age, 16 years ago. And he was declared not criminally responsible because of mental illness. And he's been held for the last 14 years at the Forensic Psychiatric Hospital in Coquitlam, British Columbia. Schoenborn's hearing before the annual review board, that's the first hearing in 2 years, this week, descended into chaos, including seeing his lawyer walking out of the proceedings. Schoenborn, by the way, has also changed his name. And what from what Dave Teixeira tells us on his online post on Twitter/X, and Dave represents the family, Schoenborn wants a publication ban on his name. He doesn't want anybody to know who he is, but he wants out, completely out. Dave Teixeira, a family friend, representative for the interests of Caitlin, Max, and Gordon joins us. How are you, David?
Doing well, Roy. Thanks again for shining a nice big spotlight on these types of issues, because they can easily get lost.
Well, thank you for what you're doing, because Schoenborn needs to be talked about. People need to understand who he is and what he represents. Can we start with this question? What's his status right now, today, and how is he living?
Yeah, so his status today is he's under, auspices of Colony Farm Psychiatric Hospital. So he's not a prisoner. He'll never see a day in jail for the murders of those three children. Instead, he's a patient at Colony Farm, and he has the ability right now to be out in the community for up to 28 days of unescorted leave. And so right now, as you said, descended into chaos is the right term, what happened this past week with the hearing, and he now must find a new lawyer by probably the end of next week, so we can continue with the hearing.
So let's dig into this a little bit. And we're not permitted to call him a murderer because he wasn't convicted of anything.
Correct.
We can say he's a killer, killed all of his children, but we're not entitled to call him a murderer. And if he's released by that review board, at some point he will be, he'll be out there in the community and no one will know unless they recognize him, what he's done. So he changed his name, David, you made us aware of that. And he wants court protection as far as this name is concerned. Fill us in, please.
Yeah, so he and his lawyer made an application to the review board a few weeks ago at the end of March, asking for a number of things. One, that future hearings, the reasons and the decisions that arise from those hearings, that those no longer become part of the public record or discourse. And further to that, they also did not want his name, his new name, which he has apparently already changed, even has a SIM card with the name on it, and does not want that name to be published. And so this is an interesting turn, because this has never happened in the NCR regime in British Columbia, where someone, while they're in custody, can make these changes and demand that the public does not know this. But I'm hopeful that the name will become public and these sort of applications will be denied.
Yeah. Vince Lee's name became public, who committed that horrific murder on the Greyhound bus in Manitoba. And the young man he murdered, his mom, Carol Dedele, was on this program on a number of occasions, and she was just outraged at the kid gloves treatment that Vince Lee got. Changed his name. I can't remember what his name now is, but
it's Will Baker.
Will Baker, that's right, exactly.
Will Baker.
So we know it's Will Baker, but he doesn't have a record. He could go anywhere, and he has no criminal record. No, there's nothing on the record that said he had any engagement with police on anything more serious than he might have before the day he murdered Tim.
And very similar to Schoenborn, you know, his current record would not show these, the murders or the killings of his three children, but would show other interactions he had with law, because he's a lifelong, abuser. He's a lifelong criminal. So he has a history, and trying to cover that up by changing a name is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. This is Schoenborn, right? Got a lifelong.
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. What's his history within the forensic psychiatric hospital in Coquitlam, David?
Well, what we've heard is that he continues to be a threat to the safety of the staff and to other patients there. In fact, we heard of one case, or instance, I should say, that when he returned from an outing, he was so difficult to handle that they had to actually put him in what they call an isolation room for fear of their own safety. What we also heard is that there's been at least 15 different incidences where he was involved in either outbursts or anger issues or violence over the last short while. By virtue that he refused to have his review board hearing last year in 2023 was an indication that something had gone wrong, and now he's having this review hearing. On the positive side, though, Roy, what we saw this past week on Wednesday was a review board that mentioned the names of the victims, that talked about the impact to the victims' families. We've never seen or heard that happen in the 12 to 15 years that this has been going on. And we also saw the chair of the BC Review Board ask such pointed questions of hospital staff that Schoenborn, the three-time child killer, got upset, used a bunch of profanity. His lawyer then walked out of the proceedings. And now we're left with a bit of chaos. But I think we're going to see here, Roy, is a change. The pendulum will swing back to common sense, and we're going to see, I hope, the privileges that Schoenborn has been enjoying, such as freedom and being able to walk around our community, be revoked, because he is not deserving of those freedoms at this point.
Yeah. Bring us up to date, please, on the, I don't know what to call it, so I'll call it chaotic theatrics that took place at the hearing on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it's not surprising. I mean, his lawyer, Rishi Gill, he's known throughout Vancouver as, you know, pretty much an ambulance chaser, a bit of a misogynist. And we saw that in full display. He basically tried to stare down the female head of the BC Review Board. And then when he was called out on it, you know, kind of did his outrage sort of dance and then just walked out. So not surprising there. That's the sort of representation that Schoenborn would be attracted to. But now we're left in this kind of weird spot where someone who is considered to be mentally unwell is deserving of proper representation. If his lawyer walks out, what do we now do? And he did request to represent himself, and that was denied. So now we're left in this state of he has all the freedoms that he had before this. We've now learned of all of these sort of negative interactions, yet we don't really have a conclusion to this. So there's a lot that's going on here, Roy, and I think there's going to be a lot more over the next few weeks that we're going to see here, including hopefully the revealing of whatever name he has selected for himself. But this is just yet another example of how our justice systems and our mental health systems are in need of repair. And further to that is that the imbalance still seems to be tipped to child killers at the expense of the victims' families.
Well, thanks to you for being as protective as you are of the memories and honoring the memories of those three little children and holding Schoenborn to account. David, just remind me, I have it written here, but just remind me, please, I can't find the page. Remind me, please, how do we find you on Twitter/X?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, dave.ca, DAVEDOT.ca, or sorry, CA. I try to update with all sorts of information, as I get it. And just to let you know, Roy, as well, as I filed a formal application yesterday to the Registrar General of BC Vital Statistics, listed their own NAME Act under Section 12.2, where they have to, upon request, provide the information of a name change unless there's certain protected classes, and Schoenborn would not fit into any of those classes. So I'm hopeful that we'll be getting the information very soon.
Excellent. So give us the Twitter handle again.
Dave.ca, DAVEDOTCA.
Okay. Thank you, David. We'll talk soon. Thanks for what you do.
Thanks, Roy. Thank you. All the best.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.